اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Aba Abdel.
So, inshallah, in this session, we will continue through the lesson Al-Mad that we explained. We practiced how we stretch the sound, how we, for how many counts we stretch the sound, yes?
Yes.
So, everything we talked about in the previous session, inshallah, we'll continue the same topic with more details, okay, in details. So, we said that short vowels we have fatha, kasra, dhamma. Long vowels we have alif, maddi, waw, maddi, and ya'i, maddi. And also then we talked about a mad itself, the sign of mad. So it's very important to remember all these points, okay? These alif and waw and ya with fatha, kasra, dhamma that produce a long vowel sound, they are also called huruful maddiya. Okay, what? Huruful maddiya, the mad letters. Okay, yes. The mad letters also they are called. Because sometimes some of the mad, okay, some of the mad or long sounds, okay, are especially applied with these three letters. Okay, that we'll go on and learn them. So guys, one thing we have to practice, that's about lean letters. Lean letters that we apply the lean mad or mad the lean, okay? The lean letter is this, that you have ya and waw, these two letters. What letters?
Ya and waw.
Wow, these two letters. Ya and waw. But they are sakin. Ya is sakin and waw is sakin. These two letters are called lean letters if they are sakin. But there is one condition, that before this waw and ya is sakin, there has to be a fatha. Okay, a fatha. So suppose there is an alif, a hamza with a fatha, then waw sakin. How do you read it?
Oh,
fatha.
Uh-huh.
A. And then waw sakin, join them together.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Okay, now instead of waw, ya?
Ay.
Ay. Ay. So, in the tajweed, this is called maddilin, but the way you recite it was not mad. So let's practice the maddilin. Maddilin means, it's a type of mad. It means the easy mad or the soft mad. Look how I pronounce Quraysh. Ay, khawf, ow. This ow sound and ay sound, a little longer, two counts. This is called maddilin. And the letter Yai Sakin and Waw Sakin are called lean letters. Okay? So, let's practice. Ow. Read it with ba. Ba. Bow.
Bow.
Tau.
Tau.
Thau.
Thau.
Jow.
Jow.
How.
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 Thou.
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 And wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, the letter Yana. Ay.
Ay.
Bay.
Bay.
Tay.
Tay.
Fay.
Fay.
Jay.
Jay.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Done. All right? So, this is Madilin. Very easy and simple. You see, the names were so kind of difficult, yes?
Yes.
That's math. Very easy. Madilin. Just remember the two letters, the lean letters. Waw sakin and
yai sakin.
But there is a condition. There has to be a fatha before these two letters, okay? Or it's called preceded by a fatha, okay? Or it's called that yai lean, yai sakin preceded by a fatha. It means a fatha has to come before. Or waw sakina preceded by a fatha, all right? Preceded means something before it. Followed means something after it. Okay? If, for example, we say waw preceded by a fatha, what does it mean? It means there is fathah. A fatha before waw.
Yes.
Waw followed by a fatha. It means?
After.
There is a fatha after waw. But yaileen is not about a fatha, a waw or yaw followed by a fatha. Rather, it is a waw isakin or yai isakin preceded by. Preceded by a fatha, not a dhamma. If it is a dhamma with waw, it is waw maddi. If it is a ya, a kasra, ya maddi. No, a fatha. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So let's practice some more examples. In Surah Maryam, verse number 4, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظُمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ Shayba, yes. Washta'ala ra'su shayba, shayba, shayba. Okay. Surah Quraysh. Surah Quraysh. Who knows? I know. So, I recite. Repeat after me. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. There was an example.
Yes.
Listen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
شيطان
الرجيم Okay, so, recite
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لإيلاف قريش
لإلاف قريش
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف
قريش صيف أوكي
يس
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت
بيت قريش صيف examples okay
yes
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف
أحسن خوف خوف okay example for
واولين
يايلين and
واولين
Wow, wowilin. Okay, is there any question?
No.
Was it difficult or easy? Yes, the name was a bit difficult. Yes. So what does lean mean? Easy and
simple. Yes,
simple. Simple and soft.
Soft.
Soft man.
Soft.
So how many cases do we have with madilin? Two cases.
Two cases.
Wow and
yeah.
Wow and yeah. Wow. Sakin. Wow and yeah. Preceded by
fatha.
Yeah. Fatha. That's the case with well, maddilin, okay? The next type of mad is mad tabi'i. Mad tabi'i. What does it mean?
The normal.
The normal or natural mad.
Yes.
Normal or?
Natural
mad. So, the normal or natural mad, you know this. If I make the example, you will understand what I mean. So, let me read this example. Ma'kool. Ma'kool. Pay attention. If you hear a longer sound than a, e, u, that is a mad. Okay? Listen. Ma'kool. Where is the mad?
Wow.
Wow. On wow, okay? Ma'kool.
Yes.
What do you think? What type of mad it is?
Natural.
Natural mad, but... What we studied something before.
Vav maddi.
Vav maddi. Very easy.
Yes.
Listen to this example. Tarmihim.
Yai maddi.
Yai maddi. Bihijaratin.
Alif maddi.
Natural mad is?
Aha.
Huruful maddiya. Alif maddi, vav maddi, an?
Yai maddi.
But there is one condition. If there is not a hamza. Okay, after them. Look, there is no fatha. Sorry, there is no hamza. Okay, after this. Waw maddi, alif maddi, or
yai
maddi. If there is no hamza letter, okay, that's called natural mad. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We talked, alhamdulillah, about mad. Some topics are left, okay, in mad. Well, inshallah. Practice the next of them in the next sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any questions, you can ask us. Inshallah, we'll help you regarding the Quran Karim. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, Habibullah Fazizada, and see you inshallah in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Ayn al-Hassani, Ayn al-Hussein, Ayn abna al-Hussein. Ayn al-Hassani, Ayn al-Hussein, Ayn abna al-Hussein. Ayn al-Hassani, Ayn al-Hussein, Ayn abna al-Hussein.
In solidarity, the heavens and earth will grieve. Divinely pure ones, oppressed in tyranny, sacrifice their lives for truth and unity, equality and freedom for humanity. These are the sons of the one that God calls An-Nur al-Siraj al-Munir. These are the masters of the youth of paradise, who gave their lives to guide us on to the rise.